On R2C2, Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco guide listeners through everything going on in the MLB, NBA, and NFL. They also talk to friends, athletes, and celebrities about the world of sports and much more. Check out R2C2 with Cece Sabathia and Ryan Rucco on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New York, New York, presented by FanDuel. Take a shot at betting the NBA with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, you can check out the new and improved Parlay Hub, filter by odds, sport, and bet type to easily find the most popular parlays and same-game parlays all on one page. Plus, start betting on the Explore page and the Pulse and bet live same-game parlays for every NBA game. So download the app today and bet with FanDuel, official partner of the NBA. The Ringer is committed to responsible gaming. Please visit rg-help.com to learn more about the resources and helplines available and listen to the end of the episode for additional details. Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit rg-help.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA. I make calls. I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons.
All right, let's get started. Welcome in. Let's roll, baby. It is our Subway Series post-game show here on Spotify Green Room. And a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way for the Subway Series and the weekend to come to a close if you're a fan of the New York Mets. And yet another rotten, vile, miserable way for the weekend to end if you are the New York Yankees. And listen, these last two games gave us a whole lot of drama, gave us a whole lot of intrigue, gave us a little back and forth between these two particular teams. All in all, the Subway Series after Friday's total dud gave us two spectacularly entertaining baseball games. Yankees were on the right side of it on Saturday. The story on Sunday for the Mets, very simple. Welcome to the 2021 season, Francisco Lindor. Not one, not two, three home runs for the $300 million man. And, you know, as this game was taking shape, Mets get out to the lead. Gleyber boots the ball at short. Lindor hits the three-run homer off of Schmidt. Lindor ends up hitting another home run. Stanton hits the home run to tie the game. And my first reaction is, what in God's name is Louis Rojas doing pitching to Giancarlo Stanton with Brad Hand on the mound, with a lefty against the righty, made absolutely no sense. Did not understand for the life of me why you would pitch to Giancarlo Stanton there in that situation. But as you're watching that take place and take shape, you see Stanton and Lindor getting all sorts of chippy, all sorts of nuts, going back and forth at one another. And you're like, well, what the hell is going on here? Well, you figured out what was going on. Lindor was not happy about apparently the Yankees doing some whistling as far as sign stealing is concerned. Stanton was basically like, hey, don't talk shit. Come get some. I loved it. Listen, I love a little intensity between the cross-time rivals. Not that anything was going to take shape of it, but it like added a layer to the game that I think was kind of needed. If only the Yankees and the Mets was showing this amount of fight throughout the course of the regular season, maybe these two teams wouldn't be fighting for their playoff lives at this point in time. So with the subplot of Lindor and Giancarlo Stanton going back and forth with one another, Lindor comes up in the bottom half of the eighth inning against Chad Green, and well, what do you know? Lindor goes Yahtzee. You knew it, and the Yankee fan knew it. You saw it with Green yesterday. You've seen it with Green all year. He's brutal in 2021 when it comes to surrendering the gopher ball. But I give Lindor credit for this. I give Lindor credit for the fact that you're going to talk a whole lot of shit. You got to back it up. That is lesson number one. And we talked about this with the dopey thumbs down that the Mets did about a week and a half ago, and how Francisco Lindor and Javi Baez and any guy in the Mets, if you play well and you perform, the fans will cheer you like crazy. The Met fan gave Francisco Lindor a curtain call. The Mets, 3.5 games out of that second wild card. That, to me, is your more viable path of making the postseason. I don't think you're catching the Atlanta Braves. But if you haven't noticed, the Padres, the Reds, free fall. Maybe that's your avenue when it comes to getting into October baseball. Still a long shot. That's your avenue. The Yankees, golden opportunity squandered. Red Sox lose. Toronto wins. The Yankees don't have the look and the feel of a playoff team. Let's call it like it is. Neither do the Mets, for that matter. Mets had a better weekend than the Yankees, though. If we're keeping score, if we're taking names, Mets had a much better weekend. They won a series. And they got Diaz to actually work out of a jam in the top half of the ninth inning. The Yankees now a full game back of Toronto and Boston. And I'm at the point with this Yankee year where I got to call it like it is. Maybe they get hot this week. Maybe they have a big week against the Indians, the Orioles, and one game against the Minnesota Twins. But they got nobody in the bullpen I trust. They don't hit enough. I got to watch Gleyber Torres booting balls at shortstop. I see the Yankees get punked by Francisco Lindor tonight. Do I think the Yankees going to the postseason right now? Gun to my head, the answer would be no. And these answers are so fluid and they change. But even if the Yankees get in, do you honestly think in your heart of hearts, this is a team that's making serious noise in the postseason? Watch this series, watch the last 2 weeks, and answer that simple question. I don't see it. Let's lead it off. We head to Greg. He is going to get us started. Greg, my boy, how we doing, bro? Yes, Greg. Greg has got to unmute that microphone, and then he will be ready to go. I got you. There we go, Greg. If you build it, they will come. What's happening, brother?
Exactly. Technology's a motherfucker, isn't it?
I believe it. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Calling from Sydney, Australia, Mets fan here. Look, positives out of the series, Mets scoring runs. DeGrom, coming out, I think, wild card. Make it to the wild card. DeGrom comes out like a wrestler coming out at the end, final appearance.
Well, let's be honest though, Greg. Greg, let's be honest with DeGrom. Before we could start fantasizing about him pitching in a playoff game, can we see him on the mound, for goodness sakes? You know what I mean, Greg? Like, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer at this point with DeGrom. We haven't seen him pitch in 3.5 months. So before I'm fantasizing a start in a wild card game, can I see him throw 4 or 5 innings?
I would love to see him throw 4 or 5 innings this season. Let me tell you, nothing would make me happier. I just think just runs on the board, the grit of the team today. Like, I've been watching again from Australia. Like, it's a little bit easier for me to watch during the day, as I work with COVID and all that sort of shit here. It's been a nice outlet. So I appreciate the Mets and everything they've done this season. Entertaining team to watch. If you watch them day in, day out, love them. Love the spirit, love the team. Let's fucking go, Mets.
Wow, Greg, a lot more positive than I think 95% of the Mets fans with the season they have had. But hey, Francisco Lindor hits 3 home runs. Hope springs eternal. For you, at least. It wouldn't for me. A lot of work to do. A lot of work to do over the next 20 games to salvage 2021. Andy in the Bronx is up next. Andy, take it away.
JJ, let me tell you something. This is one of the worst losses all year. Only, of course.
Andy, listen, there are like 10 zillion, bro, to be honest with you. Like, I've lost count, to be perfectly frank. And this one sucked. Because, listen, it's the Mets. Stan hits the home run to tie the game. He's chirping with Lindor. And then Lindor comes right back and rams it right back in your face with a home run to win the game. It's kind of nauseating. It's a nauseating.
Only the Yankees will let Diaz off the hook in the ninth inning, of course. But here's the thing that infuriated me. That, like you just said, JJ, after Stan hits the home run to tie the fucking game, Chad Green, the manager, don't let this effing son of a bitch beat you. I don't care. I mean, I don't care what you need to do. Walk him, hit him. I don't give a damn, but don't let this guy hit a home run after Stanton, you know, and the team went on the field and that gutless piece of shit, Chad Green, had to give up that home run. That, to me, right there, signifies this team, the season, and they're done, JJ. They're done. I don't even know how I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm so mad because this is such a disgusting way to lose. Yes, I hate the Mets. And for them to get really, you know, Lindor had three home runs in the freaking this game tonight when we needed it. We're a sinking ship. We're not going anywhere. JJ, I'm out, my man. I'm out.
Andy, listen, I feel your pain. And I guess the only silver lining for me is that the Dolphins got to win over the Patriots, which we discussed in our pod that dropped earlier today in case you missed it. I love the way we split this up today. You get me in a really good mood with all the football stuff. Sorry, Giant fans. You get me in a real rotten mood here with the Yankees. Listen, I know the Yankees are flawed. I know the Yankees are not going anywhere in the postseason. Stan hits that home run. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I wanted to win. I wanted to beat the Mets. This bothered me tonight. And then when Dor rams it right back in their face with another home run, ugh, sickening. The great Alex in Newark, New Jersey. Hello, Alex. How are you?
I'll tell you what, at this pace, and I think we said this earlier, that I think the Mets have a better shot to make the playoffs than the Yankees. Suddenly, I looked up. I'm like, the Mets are three out of the wild card. And how that's possible, I have no clue. Well, it's possible because the Padres have to play in the NL West, and the Reds have to play in the Central. And obviously, the Mets play where the Mets play. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I know there's some team, but I'm like, three out. Three out feels closer than where we are. And you know, let me say one thing. Blue Jays, congratulations. I want them.
Oh, they're a better team than the Yankees. Listen, you think about where Toronto... Alex, think about this for a minute. Doesn't Toronto in many ways remind you of the Yankees in 2017? Same sort of vibe. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know what the thing is? It's just, you know what, they're building, they're exciting. Even during our winning streak, there's no excitement. Where's the infusion of this young, energetic superstars? It almost feels like our young players are old. And you go back to that one year where we traded everyone, right? We got these prospects, or we were set. Clint Frazier, Gleyber Torres. I don't even know who I'm missing some others. Have any of them developed? I mean, you know, it's like, and that's all I think about. Oh, these prospects, hold on a while. You know, you never know what they're going to be. So listen, it's embarrassing. And for me, for the Mets to do that to us, almost, I feel like it was a nail in the coffin. You're right. They can get hot and this and that, and the Blue Jays can lose and all that. But it was absolutely, I'm telling you, we all hate Mets, just absolutely embarrassing. And Gardner, at some point, I'm sorry, I'm done. You're going to say, oh, next year he's gone.
No, he's done. No, Alex, listen, he's been a good Yankee. I've been a big supporter of Brett Gardner's. He should not be on the team next year. I'm not going to fight you on that. I'm not going to fight you on that.
And I mean, and listen, enough with Chad Green. I'm sorry. It's like...
Well, and this is the problem, though, Alex. Let me ask you a simple question. Who do you trust in that Yankee bullpen?
You trust no one. That's the whole point.
Nobody. Not a damn soul. And remember, this was supposed to be the strength of the Yankees. The Yankees have this almighty great bullpen. This bullpen this year has urinated all over themselves all year.
And I'll be honest with you. What was it? It was 2 years ago when we it was next man up. We had 10,000 injuries. I almost felt like the replacement players were more noticeable than some of the guys they're throwing out this year. I don't even recognize. Like, obviously, you know, I haven't watched this year. You know, but obviously I'm familiar with the Yankees, you know, diehard. But I don't even know, like, the guy that started it. I'm like, where the heck did he come from? It's like, who are these players on our team?
Well, he's a top minor league prospect, though. Well, listen, they're a lineup that has underachieved all season. They're a bullpen that's underachieved all season. Their starting pitching has held them together for a good majority of the year, and now that has shown leaks. And let's also address the elephant in the room, Alex. They're poorly run. They have taken on the personality of their soft manager. I don't think there's any question about it. And that's why I laugh. You know, they played like absolute garbage for four straight games and then had that Mets stinker on Friday. And, you know, there's just no anger. There's no, like, that's where Aaron Boone's got to basically tell the members of the media, yeah, we're playing like crap. Guys aren't making the plays. This is unacceptable. This can't happen. And it's this positive spin, Alex. And I'm telling you, that is indicative of what you're getting on a night in, night out basis from the Yankees.
And I think when you go back and you and when the dust settles, and you're right, there's been a million excruciating moments. But I think, and every team can do this, but you go to that Tigers series where we got swept, this recent Orioles series, and now it's going to look like these two Mets series, which, you know, are just, they're going to be absolutely devastating series. And that stat they had, the Rays, 18-1 was it versus the Orioles? I mean, you know, and you know, the Orioles are, so my point being, JJ, listen, I personally am, I want the Blue Jays to make it. I'll be honest. And not even if there's a guarantee that we're going to make a change or not, but just today, to the Mets, if nothing else, that should be, you know what? It's time for change.
This episode is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Cars can be a big investment, so it's important to take care of them. I once got a car that I started out with 25,000 miles on. I got it to over 200,000 miles because I took care of it. You know how you take care of a car? You take care of the maintenance, the oil, the brakes, all that stuff. And if you don't, you can have a car just completely fall apart. When your car needs maintenance, head to Jiffy Lube. They provide automotive excellence at speed. Get your oil changed, brakes checked, tons of other multi-care services. It's all done by expertly trained technicians who actually care about taking care of you and your car. Jiffy Lube, car more. To find coupons and start an instant online estimate, visit JiffyLube.com. This episode is brought to you by Vuori. I love sports. I know you do too. I also know that lots of you exercise, but if you're like me and my wife, the beloved sports gal, you're sick and tired of ugly, uncomfortable workout gear, especially, you know, I do a lot of walking. I walk around LA, I make calls, I listen to podcasts. Here are two words that will change everything. Vuori Clothing, a line of activewear that is unbelievable. The best thing about Vuori is you can lounge around in it. You can work out in it. You can go outside. You can go shopping down in your local, wherever. And you never feel like you're either underdressed or overdressed. You're just comfortable. You can wear it when you're training, traveling, lounging around the house. Go get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet. Here's the deal. Our listeners get 20% off their first purchase at Vuori.com/Simmons. Once again, Vuori.com/Simmons. This episode is brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. As a ruthless king builds his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Listen, Alex, nailed it. You nailed it. I don't know how Hal Steinbrenner, appreciate the call as always, could go and sit and watch this year and watch the way the Yankees have been running and say, yeah, we're going to just run it back. Same core, same regime. No way, no how, unless they're in the ALCS. ALCS, they'll be lucky to be in a wild card game at this point. Scotty joins us. What's up, Scotty?
Hey, JJ, just rough day. Giants got destroyed by the Broncos, and then you have to watch this disaster unfold. I mean, Chad Green, I was watching Joe's McFly's stream. He cursed out Chad Green. And it was just every game he comes in, it's a close game, he chokes. Everyone sees.
Well, every game he comes in, he gives up a home run. He chokes and he gives up a 400-foot bomb. How many home runs has Green given up this year? From Altuve to Boston, Hernandez, even though that wasn't a home run. I mean, I could just think of bomb after bomb after bomb. Green, listen. First half of the year, he was an absolute monster. Second half of the year, he has been a massive liability to the point where, Scott, you don't even want him on a mound in these big games. But the problem is, Who are you going to go to? See, listen, I would love to roast Aaron Boone. I'd love to come on today and say, well, how do you do this? Or how do you do that? I'm looking at bullpen. I got an inning out of Wandy Peralta. I'm sorry. Chad Green's got to get me outs or I ain't going to win.
This bullpen is just, like I said, he really is. I'm Brian Cashman. You really can't blame Boone for the team. Well, not all of it.
Well, I mean, listen, yes and no. Yes and no. I am going to blame Boone for the team not looking prepared. I am going to blame Boone when they continue to lay eggs and show zero sense of urgency. That, to me, is a team. Well, again, where is the accountability? And the Yankees sent down Andrew Velasquez to call up Schmidt. Explain that one to me with these expanded rosters. I want to see Velasquez play. And you know what? Maybe not in a tie game. Gleyber hit a home run tonight. You're going to keep his bat in the lineup. Yankees have a lead. I don't want to see Gleyber Torres in the field. I mean, to you? Scotty, honest question. You want to see Gleyber Torres in the field if the New York Yankees have a lead late in the game? No chance. Ben joins us. What's happening, Ben? Benny boy. Ben's got to unmute that microphone. If he hears me, he will know exactly what to do. I'll give him one more chance. Ben, you there? All right, we're moving on. We are moving on. We're going from Ben to Jeremy. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, JJ, how you doing? I wanted to give a Mets perspective, but not throw salt on your wounds so much. But the game for
Well, that's okay. You could throw some salt on the wound, Jeremy. That's allowed. It's allowed.
Yeah, just after the thumbs down thing and the disappointing season he's had, it's so huge for this fan base to just get an F yeah moment for him to have that three home run game. It's like,
oh, no question, Jeremy. Jeremy, I totally agree with that. Lindor this year, before this month of September, was looking like a monumental flop in year one. And listen, I don't think anything is going to change his year one, you know, feel, dynamic, what have you. But you needed a game like this as a reminder. Hey, guess what? There's a reason why the Mets gave him a $300-plus million contract. There's a reason why he was one of the best players in baseball for a long time with the Cleveland Indians. Watching a game like this, Jeremy, kind of is a reminder of why.
And it gets me excited for the decade that we have left. You know, I don't know how all those years are going to go, but, like, it was a little scary. And you think it'll be like a Jason Bay kind of thing, but you get a game like this. Like, Jason Bay never had a game like this. Like, this is really exciting.
Jeremy, I totally get it. And listen, Lindor, I don't know if he's going to live up to $300 million and the length of that contract. He's going to be a fine player. Weird year, injuries. And I've noticed this with the Mets. They're a different team when he plays. There's a different energy. And you even saw it with him talking with Diaz. As Diaz was melting down in the ninth inning. Gave him that little pep talk. Kind of got him going a little bit. Lindor is going to be fine. Ultimately, he's going to be fine. That's my gut. Charlie in Woodside joins us. Hey, Charlie. I got you, Charlie. What's going on, man?
JJ, I just came back from Citi Field and to watch my team play. Boy, that was, I mean, it's entertaining. But, I mean, I get to see from the, like, behind the Yankee dugout. But, boy, game was disgusting. There's, like, many things I can go to about this game. I mean, talk about the left side of the infield, or Urshela. I mean, Torres even hit a home run, but boy, especially Urshela. I mean, I think through Lindsey Adler's tweet, 5 hits since he come up the IL, and he's making errors all over the place. He even got one charge of an error, but come on, that first inning, that should be an error.
I don't disagree with that, Charlie. And you watch Gio Urshela at the plate, you see Gio Urshela's defense since he's come back. It's been a monumental disappointment to the point where we were talking about it last night. Well, I'm not even going to be opposed to seeing a guy like Wade or Velasquez play because that's how bad Urshela has been. And listen, Torres, good for him hitting a 2-run homer today. His defense has been a monumental liability all year, and he's had a rotten and a miserable, miserable season. He has stunk this year. Stunk.
Oh, my God. He's so disgusting. I mean, I already talked about him. His like, disappointment. He's, like, bust this season. And JJ, explain to me, Boone is keep running Andrew Heaney. He's warming up in my. I was like, I put my hat on my face. I didn't watch it. I mean, I couldn't.
Well, let's be honest, Charlie. I'm sure you were plotting your escape on the Grand Central or your escape to the 7 train, thinking that Heaney was going to give up 5 or 6 runs. Yeah, I mean, listen, you're playing with fire anytime you put him in the game. I'm not going to make today about bullpen management, though. Today is not about bullpen management. Today is about the fact that the Yankee bullpen, again, stinks up the joint, yucks up a game, Green yucks up a game, and you miss an opportunity now to gain ground on the Red Sox. Game back, 2.5, 3 weeks to play, and you got no confidence in this team. Zero.
Oh, no way. I mean, the fact that I saw it, Stat Katie Sharp, 18 home runs given up by Green since 2020. I mean, he's just so disgusting. I mean, I pitched to Lindor carefully. Do you see what he did?
Yeah, you know what, Charlie? I'm glad that you brought that up. Because when you have a guy who's hot like that, good call as always, Lindor's red hot. You can't approach it like you're untouchable. You've stunk. You've given up a ton of home runs. Tread lightly. Jeez. Justin Floral Park. What's up, buddy?
Chad Green again, brother. What a shitty day for me. My Bills did not show up in the second half. Got manslaughtered by that was like an old Steeler game there, man.
Hey, give the Steelers credit. Give the Steelers credit. They played unbelievable defense. They made the big plays when they needed to. They kept your team out of the end zone, even though you guys were moving the football. That's what winning teams do. You guys will be fine, though. Listen, it's 1 week. Don't get nuts. The bigger issue is our baseball team here, Justin. Your football team's not in dire straits. Our baseball team is in dire straits, buddy.
JJ, the old adage, pitching and defense wins, and the Yankees have neither, okay? And they have a terrible bullpen. So it's a disaster, dude. It's a recipe for disaster. Okay, just kill me now and just end it. Let Toronto and the Red Sox get in because we're not going anywhere, bro. We're just not, okay? They keep trotting out the same shit thinking it's going to stick, and it's not sticking, okay? This bullpen sucks.
It sucks. Here's the problem, though, Justin. Here's the problem. As bad as Chad Green is, what exactly are you supposed to do in that bullpen? Like, Jonathan Loaisiga is not there. I'm not. You know what's crazy, Justin? I'm not going to fight you on that. A buddy of mine actually texted me Holmes, and I'm also not going to fight you on that. But I mean, but think about this for a minute. We're talking about Clay Holmes and Albert Abreu. Just let that sink into where we are with this Yankee season, that you're looking for those guys to give you answers. Kind of speaks to your bullpen just being a nightmare.
JJ, sometimes when you win, you get guys like a David Weathers or that guy Marte they had the year in 09. I mean, these guys come out of nowhere. Maybe Abreu's that guy. Maybe Holmes is that guy. It's obviously not freaking Chad Green. He sucks.
Well, he gives up a home run basically every time he comes into a big game. You can't pitch that way. You can't pitch that way.
Not saying that they would win the division, but they'd have a huge lead in the wild card right now, man. It's just not meant to be, bro. You gotta just piss away this season and then hope next year you get another starter in here. You develop, maybe Devi Garcia comes back. Maybe this guy heal or something. And then maybe sign somebody in the offseason because this team got killed because Cashman went on the cheap, okay, with Tyone and Kluber, and that killed them, bro, because they were in the bullpen every goddamn game. And that's good. And that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, I get that. And listen, Justin, I didn't want Kluber on this team over Masahiro Tanaka. Good call, as always. I made that perfectly clear. Tyone pitched well. He's run out of gas, got injured at the end of the year. Kluber's been a massive disappointment, though. I don't think there's any doubt. David joins us. What's happening, David? Yes, Dave. Dave, go once. Dave, get back to us. I'll fire you up. Let's head to Aaron is up next here on the Spotify Green Room. What's happening, Aaron? Aaron, you got to unmute that mic, buddy. Let's go. Gotcha, bud. Gotcha. What's going on? There we are. Hey, listen. Better late than never, as it goes. It's all good, man.
Yeah. What do you think would happen if the Mets and Yankees played a 7-game series and everybody was healthy? How about they get a week off? Everybody can rest. Gerrit Cole can rest. No DeGrom, though. I think I predicted this earlier in the season, and it looks like I'm right. In like July or August or something, I remember saying on one of these, I think DeGrom is done. And then you were like, oh, I don't know. It's too early to say. And then I said, no, I think he's done.
Well, listen, I'll give you credit on that. It ends up being a successful prediction because we haven't seen him since late May or early June. But like in a Yankee, like, listen, the Yankees and the Mets, I think they'll have a lot of time on their hands in early October. I'd rather not watch them play any more baseball this year, though, to be honest with you, Aaron. I've seen enough of the Yankees, perfectly honest with you. I've seen enough. I mean, maybe they could find a way to sucker me back in because I'm an idiot. But I've seen enough bad Yankee baseball. It's been a rotten year. Max joins us. What's happening, Max? Yes, Max. Max going once. We don't have Max. Let's go to Don. What's up, Big Don?
JJ, you got me?
I got you, buddy. What's going on, man?
Your boy Justin kind of stole my thunder a little bit, but I was going to say I probably would have gone with Abreu there instead of Green, you know, coming in the seventh, just the way Abreu's been pitching. You know, I mean, I can't kill Boone for it, but Green has been so horrible in all these big moments that I feel like Abreu was just gonna, would have given us a better shot with all the momentum. And but one other bigger point is, you know, we lost this game because it's just sloppy play again. You know, it was Torres's error early in the game that set up the first home run for Lindor. And I know it didn't cost us any runs either, but even remember Sanchez, I think it was the second inning with that horrendous pass ball that I think he got credit for a wild pitch, but it really was a pass ball that Sanchez let, you know, put two guys in scoring position. The Yankees got out of that inning, but it's just these sloppy, you know, it's just sloppy play, man. It's just disgusting to watch. And that's what you said earlier. Boone does not get on these guys when they play like shit, and it's unacceptable. It's just that they're taking on the behavior of a manager who just doesn't give a crap when they fuck up on the little things.
Totally fair. Not going to fight you on it, Don. And the Yankee defense has been a problem all year. It has been a problem all year. From Glaber to Urshela to lapses, it's been tough to watch. Let's head to John. He's up next. What's up, Johnny? John, I've been better. I'm doing well with my Dolphins. The Yankees have made me miserable, but what else is new? What's happening, dude?
Just coming from a Mets perspective right now, I mean, the whole season just been, you know, complete shit show left and right. I mean, with the whole August swing and everything. But I mean, I've been a diehard Mets fan my entire life. And, you know, with being 3 out right now, I mean, I know we're done and we're dead in the water, but I mean, I'm still counting in on it. And with same with the Yankees, I mean, anything could happen within these next 18 to 20 games. And I know you don't particularly want to watch this Yankee team anymore, but I don't think they're done. And I think a Boston Yankees or a Toronto Yankee game is bound to happen for the wild card game. And I don't think it's done yet for them. I really don't.
The reason I would agree with that is because of the schedule they have coming up, Johnny, over the next week. Appreciate the call. They have Minnesota, Baltimore, Cleveland. But look at that last week for the Yankees. 3 at Toronto, 3 at Boston, close out with Tampa Bay to end the season. You have confidence they're going to play well in those games? I don't. Let's head to Mark. He's up next. What's up, Mark? Yes, Mark. Mark, you got me, buddy.
Yeah, what's up, John? I respect your... You do a good job what you do, man. My question was to you, man. I think this is a huge, because I've been on Lindor all season, man. He's just been total struggling, been bad. But I've seen him make progress this last month, so I've been pretty happy with him. So I think this could be a big sign for 2022. But for next year, because this year they're not going to go anywhere, who do you think could be the next manager? And would you bring back Baez if it's a friendly type of contract? What would you do?
I'm not in love with the idea of bringing Baez back, Mark. Appreciate the call. It's a fair question. Baez provides positives. He provides energy. He's got a great relationship with Lindor. I can't sign a guy long-term who does not walk, gives you the mental lapses, and what kind of motivation you getting out of him 4, 5, 6 years into that contract. That's my issue. All right, I'm going to take two more, and then I got to do TV. Lee joins us. What's up, Lee?
What's going on, JJ? How are you, man?
Lee, I'm doing well. What's up, dude?
So jumping on the Mets train here, I just want to kind of put some positivity into this. And, you know, this team has had a significant amount of ups and downs, but you got to look through the forest for the trees. And this team has shown improvement from where they were the last couple of years. And this team is never going to be a long term. They were not going to make the playoffs this year. If they do, it'd be a miracle. But, you know, considering where they've been the last couple of years, what they've gotten with the minimal returns they've gotten from most of the players that have been back, there's something unique here. And I think that there's still going to be a lot of changes. I do think the manager is going to change, but I think there's a decent core of players here that can, in the next couple of years, start to turn this thing around. So,
well, listen, Alonso's one of those guys. There's no doubt there. Lindor's going to be here. But then there's questions about guys. Questions about Conforto. Questions about McNeil. Questions about Dom Smith. I don't know if those guys are a part of your core. So I think that's open-ended. Last but not least, the great Dougie in Long Island. Dougie boy, take it away. How we doing, bro? Yes, Dougie. Dougie will not be our last but not least. Let's head to you. Last but not least. Now we're serious. What's up, you? You going once?
Hey, JJ.
There we go. What's up, buddy? How we doing?
Another shitty game as usual, but, you know, I don't know, man. I just feel like, I don't know. I just don't even know what to say anymore about this team, man. I really don't. Like, I just feel like every single time that this season that they've, like, tried to do, like the trolling back kind of thing, it's like they always get fucking burned by it. Like, whether it was FL Tuve chance to, like, the Josh Donaldson thing to the jersey shit with the Astros, it's like every single time it comes back to bite them in the ass, like, every time. Like, I get Stan getting angry, like, I'm glad that he did that, whatever. Like, it is what it is. But, like, it's just like, I don't even. And, like, what is that, the 13th home run Chad Green's given up now in a big spot this season? Like, I just, like, I don't even know where to turn anymore with this team. Like, I just don't know what the story is with, like, what they're going to do. Like, I just feel like even next year, like, you can't have Torres play shortstop. You can't be the shortstop next year. I'm sorry. Like, you got to figure something out.
There are major questions, you. What are you doing with Sanchez? What are you doing with Torres? What are you doing with Urshela? How are you solving your pitching woes? How are you solving your bullpen woes? These will be answered over time. This is going to be a tough one for the Yankees. Big week awaits. Big week awaits for both teams. Mets still have a pulse. Yankees got to start winning some games. This was a ton of fun. I got to do TV. Pod is up. This will be podded. And we got a big week ahead on New York, New York. Follow Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. JJ out. Be good, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease. And the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.